Okay. Today is Daf Pei Zayin. Really, we're doing today's Daf. We're doing Pei Zayin today. Tomorrow we're doing Pei Tes, because Pei Ches we did already. So, where are we up to?
We're up to Pei Zayin.
Yeah. Where? Meisvei.
Yeah.
No, we did that already. Okay, we'll go back.
Do Meisvei, I guess.
Meisvei.
It says like this. It says, now, the only thing we have to remember from yesterday is that Rabbi Yossi holds that the Torah was given on the seventh day of Nisan, and in order for that to make sense, Rosh Chodesh, and everyone agrees that it was given on Shabbos. Everyone agrees to that. The only way that could make sense is if Rosh Chodesh was on a Sunday. So it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. The Rabbanon hold that Rosh Chodesh was on Monday, and the Torah was given on Shabbos, and that's the sixth day of Nisan. So the Gemara says, Meisvei, it says like this, Ukidashtem hayom umachar. You'll prepare today and tomorrow, which sounds like on Thursday, Hashem told, or Moshe said, Kidashtem hayom Thursday and Friday, and you're going to get the Torah on Shabbos. So it sounds like the Rabbanon are right, and Rabbi Yossi is not right. Kashal Rabbi Yossi, the Kashal Rabbi Yossi, Amalach Rabbi Yossi, Yom Echad Hosef Moshe Midaito. Now Moshe added another day on his own. Titania, Gimel Devarim Asa Moshe Midaito. There are three things that Hashem did on his own. The Hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imo. And Hashem agreed. Hosef Yom Echad Midaito. That's one thing he did on his own. Pirish Men Aisha, he separated from his wife. Vishibar Esa Luchos, and he broke the Luchos. Hosef Yom Echad Midaito, we added one day on his own. My Darish. What, why would he do that? So it says, Hayom Umachar, today and tomorrow. Hayom Kimachar, which means the day should be like tomorrow. Ma'ala Machar Leilo Imo, just like tomorrow has the night together with the day. In other words, if it was, let's say, Wednesday, according to Rabbi Yossi, it was Wednesday. So Wednesday morning, Hashem says, okay, prepare today and tomorrow. Now, tomorrow has Wednesday night plus Thursday, but today only has Wednesday. So Moshe said, Hashem wants you to make it two full days. So today doesn't count. I'll make it tomorrow and Friday, and then Shabbos will have the Torah. Af'layel imo. V'layel de'idna nafkale. The night already passed. Shaminah, tfei yomi labar me'idna. Hashem meant 2 days besides today. U'minal de'hitzkim atarash baruch v'layado. And how do you know Hashem was okay with that? Delo sharia shchina atzar for the Shabbos. Because Lamaisa, the Gemara Torah didn't happen until Shabbos. Lamaisa didn't happen until Shabbos. Okay. Uperish min Isha, he separated from his wife. My Derush, how do you see that? Well, what made Moshe do that? Nasa kal v'chomer ba'atzim. He made a kal v'chomer. Omer, he said, Umay Yisrael, he had the Jewish people. Shlo dibrush shchina imam elosho achat. They only had one revelation with God, the kavol lehem zman. And Hashem told him when it's going to be. Amra Torah. V'yinachonim, you should be ready. So I'll tikshu, don't be with your wife. That was the whole yesterday's daf. So me. Shekol shah v'shah, shechina medaberes imi. Every moment Hashem could speak to me. V'eini koveh lizman. He doesn't tell me when. Alachas kama v'kama. So for sure, I should not be with my wife. For sure I should not be with my wife. Right? Problem with that is that the problem with this Kal V'chomer is the reason why the Bnei Yisrael couldn't be with their wives was for the wives. The reason was for the wives. They had to get rid of the Sheikh Vazar. That takes 3 days. The men, if a man has keri, he goes to the mikvah, and that's all he has to do. The real reason was for the wives, that they should be ready for Matan Torah, not the men. What kind of Kal V'chomer is this? The answer is that it says in the Torah, Vayu Nechonim. You have to get ready yourself. So how do you get ready? There's some kind of preparation going on. You're right. You can just go to the mikvah. It's good enough. But no, there was more preparation that was necessary. Okay. How do you know that Hashem was okay with that? Hashem said, yeah, that's the right thing to do. It says, everybody go back home. After Matan Torah was over, Hashem says, everyone go home. But it says, Moshe, you don't go anywhere. Ata po omod amod. You stay here. Moshe, you stay here with me. Okay? So we have time. We're going to learn this Tosfos here, the fourth Tosfos. So ata po omod imadi. It's an easy Tosfos. It's also next week's Parsha, so we can have a little bit of an understanding of what's going on here. Vim tomar. 1 second, says Tosfos. Minalam depirish Moshe midaito kodem vishuv hiskim al kodesh baruch layado. How do you know that Moshe did it on his own? Shema, maybe, zeha yitzivah gomor. Maybe Hashem's commanding him. Shitzivah lo, lifrosh. Hashem's telling him, don't go back to your house. You stay here. Don't go back to your wife. How do you know Moshe did it on his own? V'tirutz Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam answers, d'im isha d'machmas tzivah ha-kodesh baruch hu pirish, if it would have been because Hashem told him to, v'lo midaito, and it wasn't on his own, ha'echayim Aaron and Miriam. The moment Aaron and Miriam getting upset for. In next week's parasha, the chsiv, it says, v'tadaber Miriam v'amon b'moshe, that Aaron and Miriam spoke, so to speak, Lashon Hara on Moshe. Why would they speak Lashon Hara? If Hashem told him to do it, what kind of Lashon Hara? What do you want? Elavadai, for sure, mitchila pirish mimena, lagamri, right? Moshe, midaito. Really, Moshe did it on his own. And when Aaron and Miriam said, Moshe, what are you doing? You're not going back to your wife? No, I made a chumra on myself. I made a chumra, I'm not going back. Then, afal gaf, the hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu al yado, even though Hashem was okay with that, and Hashem was maskim to that, mikol makom, nevertheless, nis'armu olav, Hashem was upset, they said Lashon Hara, lefisha ilu lo pirish midaito, lo hoya HaKadosh Baruch Hu maskim. Because if he wouldn't have done it on his own, Hashem never would have said a word. You know why? Hashem lets you go the way you want to go. You want to not be with your wife? Fine, don't be with your wife. So if Moshe never would have come up with this on his own, Hashem never would have said it. So that's the Lashon Hara. It's clear that Moshe, Hashem didn't command it, because if Hashem commanded it, what are they saying Lashon Hara for? Hashem commanded it. What do you want from Moshe? Obviously he came up with it on his own. Hashem was maskim. Yeah, Hashem's maskim because Hashem lets you go the way you want to go. Shirela Aaron and Miriam lo amar lepirish. Hashem didn't say a word to them. Afagav shigam imam hayavadav. Even though Hashem spoke to them too. That's Tosus's first answer. You like that answer? No? Okay, it's a good answer. Umi ukasha. It's still a problem. Demashma b'medrash. It's mashma from the medrash. Shlo yadu zman gadol shapirish b'mena. They didn't know that. They didn't know that Moshe was they didn't know that Moshe, or they didn't know the extent of it. Shagabi Eldad Umedad, when Eldad Umedad Shayu Misnabim Sha'amra Miriam said, Ashrei Nisho Sei and Shalelu. Wow, what the wives of these men are so special that their husbands are Nevi'im. So Miriam said, unbelievable. Right? Shenisnamnu Balein Parnasasan Alatibur, that they were selected to be the Zakenim. They were selected, a very, very big chash of a thing. Amr Tzipora says, oy lehem l'nishoseim. Woe is to their wives, Shalelu, of these two. Shemiyom shenis yachta shechina imachicha. The minute Hashem started talking to my husband, Moshe, perish rimenu. Hashem, he hasn't been with me, says Tzipora. Miyad, right away, but the daughter of Miriam b'aron b'Moshe, Miriam comes down. Did you hear what Tzipora just said? Tzipora just said that since Hashem started talking to Moshe, they haven't been together? I didn't know that. Which is mashma, they never knew it. Right? So it's not a raya that maybe Hashem did command Moshe. How do you know Moshe did it on his own? It's not a raya, they didn't know it. Mashma shelo yadu called them l'chein. Now, how could they not know that? B'chi lo yadu? Hoksev, it says in the Torah, v'atem po'o modi modi. You stay here. V'amar Rabbeinu Tam, divadai yadu. No, they knew. Everyone knew the Torah. Everyone knew Moshe. Elohu Yisovrim, they thought, Shapirish Almanas Dibur. They thought that it was Hashem. Ad Sha'amru Lehem Tzipora, Shemidaito, Pirish Mimeno Mitzila. They thought it was commanded, which is why they never spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe, because they thought Hashem said it. Then Tzipora tells them, Hashem didn't say a word. Moshe made up his own thing. Moshe made up his own thing. They run to tell Lashon Hara. Very interesting. Okay. Back to the Gemara. It's the Amri, other say from the different pasuk, Pe'el Pe'el Daber Bo. Okay. Shibra to Luchos. He broke the Luchos. My Drush. What possessed him to break the Luchos? Omar, he said, Uma Pesach. Korban Pesach. Shu'echer b'tayag mitzvos. One of the 613 Omer Torah. V'chol b'necha lo yochobo. If you're a b'necha, if you're a goy, you're not b'koresh, you can't eat it. So, HaTorah Kula, Ben Yisrael Mumrim, Alachas Kama V'Kama. So when the whole Kla Yisrael is being a mumer, so for sure the whole Torah shouldn't get, right? The whole Luchos they don't get, right? Fair enough. Fine. The Nei Achronim ask, why do they have to break them? So the Bnei Yisrael is not worthy of the Luchos of the Torah. I hear that. Kal v'chomer. Why do you have to break them? I don't have an answer for. Anyway, how do you know Hashem was maskim? Because it says, Asher Shibarta, that you broke, Amar Shlokesh, to play on the words, Yashikolach Shashibarta. Shkoyach, Hashem says to Moshe, Shkoyach that you broke them. Right? And the Anaf Yosef says, because you know, there are a few places in the Torah where Moshe gets angry. There are a few places where Moshe gets angry, and that wasn't a good thing. And he's punished for those times that he gets angry. Says the Gemara, not here. Here, he didn't get punished for being angry. He did the right thing. Hashem says, Shkoyach. He did the right thing. Tashma says like this. V'yinachonim liyom ha-shlishi. You should be ready on the third day. Right? What's the third day? Meaning only 2 days of preparation. So the kasha on Rabbi Yossi. The kasha on Rabbi Yossi. We already gave that answer. Host Yossi, yom echad host of Moshe mitaito. Moshe added 1 day on his own. Good. Tanar Toshma, another raya, it says like this, it says Shlishi. It says that the third was Shlishi Bachodesh, the third month, Shlishi B'Shabbos. It was the third Shlishi B'Shabbos. It was Tuesday. What was Tuesday? That Rosh Chodesh was Sunday, and the Hafrasha was on Tuesday. Hashem told them Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, right? And then the Torah was going to be given on Shabbos. That's a kasha on the Rabbanan. Too many days here. The next day. The Gemara says, Amri lach, ha'amani, Rabbi Yossi. But that price is Rabbi Yossi. We don't hold from that price. Shlishi lamai. What does it mean, shlishi? Look at the Tanya. V'yoshev Moshe es divri amel Hashem. Moshe brought the words of the people back to Hashem. Uksiv v'yaged Moshe es divri amel el Hashem. And then Moshe came back and told Hashem, Mal Amalach Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe, what Hashem said to Moshe, Mal Amalach Moshe Yisrael, what Moshe said to the Jewish people, Umar Amul Yisrael La Moshe, what Moshe said back, what Bnei Yisrael said back, Umar Heshiv Moshe Lefnei Gvura, Zu Mitzvah Sakvala. All this was about the mitzvah of not coming close to Har Sinai. Divrei Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. Rabbi Omer, Mitchila Pirish Onasha, first Hashem told the punishment. Dichsev it says, Vyashav Moshe Dvarim Shemeshavim and Daito Shel Adam. First he told them what's the scary part, the punishment. Well, myself, and after that, Pirish Matan Schara, he told him the Schar. Dichsev, like it says, V'yaged Moshe Dvarim Shemoshchin Libo Shel Adam Ka'agada. It draws you close, right? So it draws you close. That's what he told them first. V'kada Amri, others say, V'kada Amri, yeah, V'tchila Pirish Matan Schara, first Hashem told him the reward. Dichsev, it says, V'yoshev Moshe Dvarim Shemashiv and Daito Shel Adam. Well, myself, Pirish Oncha, then he told him the punishment. Dichsev, V'yaged Moshe Dvarim Shekashim L'adam Kigidin. It was hard like a gid. Hashem told him the punishments. Nobody wants to hear about punishments. Okay, fine. Tashma. Let's try to bring another raya regarding this issue. It says Shishi. Shishi b'chodesh. It was the sixth day of the month. Shishi b'Shabbos. It was also a Friday, which means that 1 minute. Yeah, v'kasha l'rabbanon. It's a kasha in the Rabbanon, because according to the Rabbanon, we're missing a day. Hamani Rabbi Yossi, again, that's the same answer as Rabbi Yossi. Shishi Lamai, what's the sixth day over here? Rav Amar L'chani Yosan. Rav says it's the sixth day from when they left. Rav Achav Yaakov Amar L'masa Osan, when they traveled. Okay? Now, V'kamiflagi B'Shabbos B'Demara. They're arguing about when the Bnei Yisrael heard about Shabbos in Mara, which is only hinted to in the Torah. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that they got the mitzvah of Shabbos at Mara. It's only hinted to. Now, when it said, when they got the mitzvah of Shabbos, tichsiv, it says, kasher tzivcha Hashem alokecha. Because it says in the Aseret, it says in the second Aseret HaDibros. Like I already commanded you once. That's not the first Aseret HaDibros. That refers to Mara. Okay? The Amar of Yehuda Marav, kasher tzivcha b'mara. Like I commanded you in Mara. So Mar Savar, Rav holds, a Shabbos ikapid, a tchum and lo ikapid. All Hashem told them was Shabbos, but not tchum. Therefore, there's no iser traveling on Shabbos. Like you travel on Shabbos, no iser. Umar Savar, Bravacha held no. Atchum and nami yikbed. They also, it was also a problem of traveling. Therefore, it means when they arrived. They couldn't travel on Shabbos. So it's a machlokes if they traveled on that Shabbos before Har Sinai or not. So, Tosfos asked the following question. Look at the top Tosfos. Vim Tomar, minale de b'mara ikbud ashabis. How do you know that when it says kasher tzivisicha, like I commanded you in Mara once upon a time, how do you know it's talking about Mara? Dilma, maybe kasher tzivcha is b'parshas mun. It's talking about the mun. The ashkichan dine shabbos k'suvin sham. It says hilcha shabbos in the mun parsha. Es asher tofu ofu. Right? Now, Mara is before that. Mara is before the Parsha of Mun. Before the Parsha of Mun comes the Parsha of Mara. Okay? So the Gemara says that in Mara, they already got the Torah, they already got Parsha Shabbos, and then in the Mun, which was a few weeks later, this all happened during Svira. This all happens from the time they leave till Shavuos. Right? So first you have Mara, then you have the Parshas Haman, and then you have the fight with Amalek. Right? So, V'yesh Lomar, Tosfos answers, Mishum de Kibud of Aim, Nami Ksiv Kasher Tzivcha. Well, because Kibud of Aim, it also says in the second Aseret HaDibros, like I commanded you, U'mistama Kihechi Dahai Kasher Tzivcha B'mara Hachinami Hai. Since the Kasher Tzivcha of Kibud of Aim was said by Mara, Mistama, the Shabbos, was also said by Mara.
How was it said by Mara?
We have a tradition.
Oh, okay. It wasn't explicitly said.
We're gonna see. That's one of the answers. Tosfos is gonna leave off with a question. He's not gonna answer. Okay. And the Pnei Yeshua is gonna give an answer. We'll see in a minute. Anyway, the Chenmuchak Aperak Dal Misos, the Amar Milsej of Yehuda, Atarvayu. It's going on both. Shabbos and Kibud of Aim. The Im Tomar asks Tosfos a question he's not going to answer. Kivan de b'mara ikbara Shabbos, since in Mara already they were told Hilcha Shabbos, hechyarin b'verkol kisvei, how come we're going to learn later on in Daf Kuf Yud Ches, ilmale shomrei Yisrael Shabbos Rishona, if they would have kept the first Shabbos, lo shalta ben umah v'lashon, then there would have been no Amalek. There would have been no Amalek. Shemar, because it says, "Behiba yom ashvihi yasha mina amlak lulkot." Right, Dustin and Aviram botched up that Shabbos by the Mon. They botched it up, and says the Gemara, if they wouldn't have botched it up, Amalek never would have come. Uksiv basef yav Amalek. Says Amalek came. That sounds like that's the first Shabbos, but that's not true because Mara came first. Right. Amai Karile Shabbos Rishona. Why are you calling this the first Shabbos? Right? The Gemara says the first Shabbos, they already got Shabbos, they botched it up. Is that the first Shabbos? It's at least the second Shabbos. At least, if not the third. Kivan de b'mara nitzdavu. They already got Shabbos back in Mara. For halo haisa Shabbos Rishona. This was not the first Shabbos. The mei koreksiv v'yitzu me'ilam. Elam is Mara. They already left there. They already had a Shabbos, at least one Shabbos. Ve'yavo, barmina b'samach, d'osa yom Shabbos haya. We have a tradition that was Shabbos. Ve'od, makshim. Another question. D'mash mitoch ha'psukim, shishtei Shabbos is how you call them l'rishona, kishinasu me'ilem. It's at least two Shabboses. Ve'oz v'achar osa Shabbos, yorad lehem mon. The third Shabbos. Again, remember, it's all during Svira. The third Shabbos is when the mon happened. The first two weeks they didn't have mon. This is the third week after Mara. And the Gemara calls it the first Shabbos. Tosa doesn't answer the question. The question very simply is, the Gemara says later, if they would have kept the first Shabbos, Amalek wouldn't have happened. But they botched up. This wasn't the first Shabbos. Why are you calling it the first Shabbos? So the Pnei Yeshua answers, Tosa doesn't answer it. Pnei Yeshua answers, because this is the first Shabbos where it says in the Torah, Shabbos. By Mara, it didn't say anything. You know what it said? It says, Kisham Sam Choku Mishpat. So we have a tradition at Shabbos. Kibbut of Aim, maybe Paraduma, but it doesn't say it. Only by the month does it say it. Don't go out on Shabbos, bake beforehand, get ready. It doesn't say it by Mara. It's hinted to, we have a tradition, it's beautiful, it's fantastic, but it doesn't say it. So the Gemara calls it the first Shabbos later, only when it's actually said in the Torah. That's the Pnei Yeshua's answer to this question. Now, you could always ask yourself, well, didn't Tosfos realize that? And he didn't answer that? But that's what the Pnei Yeshua says. Okay, next. Tashma. Nisan Shabbo Yatzu Yisrael Mimitzrayim. The Nisan of the year of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Ba'arba Asar Shachtu Pitzchayim. The 14th they shachtu the Pesach. Ba'chamisha Asar Yatzu. The 15th day left. Ula Erev, and at night, Laku Bechoros. The Bechoros died. One minute. Ula Erev Talkadaitach? That night? You're off a night. Now, Ela, Miba Erev. No, the night before. The same night as the Shechita. Laku Bechoros, Ve'osayom, Chamisha B'Shabbataya. It was a Thursday. In other words, Erev Pesach was a Wednesday. And that year, the first day of Pesach was a Thursday, right? Based on that the Gemara says they left was a Thursday, Tosva says, and the Tosva says, V'oso yom chamisha b'shabbataya, the imkain, if that's true, b'revi shachtu pitzchayim. They shachted their carbon Pesachs on Wednesday, which is Erev Pesach. Nimsa, Shabbos she'avra, the previous Shabbos, the Shabbos before this Wednesday, which is the 10th day of the month of Nisan, lachu pitzchehen, they took their Pesach, she'oz haya be'esel achodesh, that was the 10th, they had 4 days of waiting, right? V'al karin kain oso Shabbos ha'gadol. That's why we call Shabbos, before Pesach, Shabbos ha'gadol. Lefi shenase bo neis gadol, because a big neis happened, kidamrina b'medrish, Shalaku Pitzchayim, they took the Pesach, Ba'osa Shabbos, Niskabzu Bukharos, Umosa Olam, Eitzel Yisrael. The Bukhars, which are probably the most prominent people, right? Every Bukhar is special. They came to the Jews, Bashaltim, Lamay Osin Keich, what are you doing over here? Why are you getting animals? Amrulahen, Zevach Pesach Lashem, Shiag Bukhar Mitzrayim. Yeah, it's a Pesach, and all the firstborns are going to die. Holchu Eitzel Avotzehem, El Pyro, they went to their fathers, went to Pyro. Dulvakish Mimenu Shishalchu Yisrael. Let him out now. We don't have to all die. Allah Ratzu, he didn't want to. The Asnu Bukharas Muhammad. There was a civil war. The Bukhars against everybody else. Bahargum and Harbe, and then he died. Huha Dibor Lamaka Mitzrayim Bivchorehim. We say it in Kili Olam Chasto. Lamaka Mitzrayim Bivchorehim. What do you mean Bivchorehim? Because the Bukhars started a war, a civil war. Okay, very interesting. Very good. Now, back to the Gemara. Midechamesar benisan chamisha b'shabbos. If the 15th was a Thursday, that means reish yarcha de'ir shabsa, Rosh Chodesh ir was a Shabbos, reish yarcha de'sivon chab Shabbos. And that means, which means Rosh Chodesh sivon was on a Sunday. Kasha l'rabbanon. I'm sorry. Yes, kasha l'rabbanon. It's a kasha on the Rabbanon. That Rosh Chodesh was on a Monday. Amalach Rabbanon, year that he shaita, Ivure. No, the year of that year was a leap year. So, therefore, it's not a kasha. Toshma, another kasha. The law of Dua, Nisan, Shebo Yatzi Yisrael Mimitzrayim. The law of Ruha, the Brisa that says the year of that year was not a leap year. Arba Asar Shachu Pitzcheya. The 14th, the Shechta, the Pesach. The Chamisha, Asiyatu, Yatu. They left on the 15th. Ula Erev, and at night, Laku Becharos. The Becharos died. Le Erev, Sakadadach, that night? No. Ela Ema, Miba Erev, Laku Becharos. The night before. Yom Chemisha B'Shavatai, it was a Thursday. Hishlam Nisan, to finish off Nisan. The Ira Iyar Lios B'Shavat. And then Iyar Rosh Chodesh, falls out on a Shabbos. Chaser Iyar, Iyar was not a Mole. The Ira Sivan Lios Bechad B'Shavat. Then Sivan falls out on a Sunday. Kasha Le Rabbanan, the Kasha on the Rabbanan. Hamani Rabbi Yossi. The only way you can make that make sense is say it's Rabbi Yossi, and then there was an extra day. Very good. Amar of Papa, Toshma, let's bring another Raya. The Yitzuma Elam, it says they left Elam, the Yavo called As B'nai Yisrael, the Chamisha Asar Lachodesh Hasheni. The Chamisha Asar Lachodesh Hasheni. On the 15th of the second month, which is Iyar. V'osayom Shabbos Haya. That was Shabbos. The Chassid says, Uboker, and in the morning, on Sunday, Ritzim is Kavod Hashem. The Chassid, it says, Sheish Yitzayom Til Ketuhu. Right? Now, this is the month. If Rosh Chodesh Iyar was on a Shabbos, then Reish Yarchad is even Chab Shabbos. Then Rosh Chodesh even has to be on a Sunday, Kasha L'Rabbanan. The Kasha L'Rabbanan, who said it was on a Monday, Amalech Rabbanan, Iyar the Yishayta Ivur Ovra, year of that year was a leap year. Amalei Rav Chabibi Mechazonoi Ravashi Toshma. It says like this: Vayihi, and it was. This is in the pasuk in the end of Parshas Pekudei. Vayihi, and it was Bechodesh Harishon, in the first month, Bashana Hashenis, in the second year, Be'echad LaChodesh, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Hukam HaMishkan. The Mishkan was established. This is the B'yom HaShmini. It was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Tana, Osa Yom Natal Etzer HaTaros. That day took 10 crowns. Number one, Rishon L'Maisa Bereshis. First of all, it's a Sunday. The first day of creation was a Sunday. Number two, Rishon L'Nisim. Number two, it was the first day of the inauguration of the Mishkan with the Nisim. Number three, Rishon L'Kahuna. It's the first day that Kahuna was in operation. By the way, this Rashi says this in this week's Parsha, Parshas Naso. Rashi says over here, that till this day, the Bechoris did the Avoda, it switched over on this day. Kuna did it. Number four, Rishon LaAvoda, the first day of Avoda. Number five, Rishon LiRida Se'esh, the first day of the Esh came down from heaven. Number six, Rishon LaAchilas Kachim, the first day of eating Kachim. Number seven, Rishon LaShchon Shechina, the first day the Shechina came. Number eight, Rishon LaVareches Yisrael, the first day of Duchening. Number nine, Rishon LaYisra Bamos, the first day no more Bamos. And number ten, Rishon LaChadashim. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the first day of the month. By the way, as an aside, the makar for saying V'yitin Lecha is this Gemara. Sunday is such a special day that on Matzah Shabbos you daven for brachas. The makar is this. By the way, it's a Rama. Tana Chassidus Shemina. It's a Rama. The Rama says he's supposed to say V'yitin Lecha. Now I did see from one of the Chassidus Shesvarim that says like this. He says, I don't understand. Rabbi Cheskel Shraga of Shinyava says, I don't understand how a Jew could expect to have good parnasa without saying V'yitin Lecha. I can't imagine such a thing. How could it be? That's what he says. And he says like this. I saw an unbelievable vart. Says everyone knows this. Friday, when you come home, two malachim come home with you. Right? Shalom Aleichem. Two malachim come home with you. When do the malachim leave? When do they leave? Do they leave the minute you finish saying Shalom Aleichem? That's why some people don't say Teitzchem L'Shalom. They leave that one out. There's a minute not to say Teitzchem L'Shalom. You're not leaving. When do they leave? They leave on Matzah Shabbos. And when Yaakov was fighting with the Malach and he wanted to leave, Yaakov said, bench me. The Malach said, fine. Same thing with us. Matzah Shabbos, they're leaving. Before you go, V'yitin Lecha, give us brachas. Unbelievable vart, no? It's all from this Gemara. Anyway, now the Gemara gets a little complicated for 2 minutes.
One thing. I'm sorry to come back to the previous thing. That discussion between the Rabbanan and Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi's Svara makes much more sense that it was actually on a Sunday. The Rabbanan are stretching to say that two Correct. Months they made Mole. So why do you accept, why does the Rabbanan do that? Why do they have to make it on Monday?
I don't know. So this morning, Matiyesi, one of his son-in-laws, asked, how could it be How could it be that every single person in Klal Yisrael overslept? Not one person was up on time. Not one person. The whole Klal Yisrael overslept. So I said to him, it's a good question. I never thought of that question. But I over Yontif, I saw an answer. I have a sefer here that said like this.
Because Mr. G wasn't there. That's why.
No. The question was, the answer is like this. The answer is, this is what I heard an answer. It's okay. Tell me what you think of the answer. But like this. Of course, we all know that when you're excited about something, you can't sleep. You can't sleep. It's hard to sleep. Of course, the Bnei Yisrael didn't sleep. They were wide awake, waiting and waiting and waiting. When's the Matan Torah going to be? They wake up, they come in the morning, they're up the whole night. They come in the morning, and Matan Torah today? No, Moshe added a day. It's going to be tomorrow. Oh, it's tomorrow? Everyone overslept. Everyone was exhausted. How many days can you stay up the whole night? You can't. They overslept. Now, that means that Moshe, what do you think of that answer, Donnie? Moshe adding the day turned out to be a bad thing because everyone overslept.
Wasn't my question anyway.
I know. But that's what I heard. That was what I heard. I was reading some safe from my house on Shavuot, and they brought that up, that vart.
Menachem?
You know?
Menachem, yeah. Rav Schwab gives a beautiful answer to your question. He says they didn't oversleep. Of course they wouldn't oversleep. It was too important. But until then, they knew that to get Nevuah, you have to be asleep. And so they stayed in their beds waiting to receive Matan Torah.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Like Menachem.
Yeah.
Also on Peches, we learned that that the maskana is that it was given the Pesach was Friday, not Thursday, right? Changes. The Gemara changes that tomorrow on Pesach.
No, we don't change that. That's a famous question. If it was Thursday, then 49 days later, it's not going to be a Shabbos. So how could it be given on Shabbos? That's a question that no one has to answer. That's a good question. A lot of answers to that question. It's a very good question.
Yeah, but look
right?
On
that's a good question.
No, look on Pesach. They left on the 15th was a Friday on Peches Amun Aleph. It says it. Tashma. It says it on top.
I think it's a different on the armor. We don't hold like that. We hold the left on a Thursday.
Oh.
We don't hold like that. And then we said then you can give always the Chassam Sofer's answer. The Chassam Sofer said that Shavuos turns out Shavuos is not on Vav, right? So he answered, well, somewhere in the world it's a Vav, right? Because of time zones. Somewhere in the world, it was still Vav Sivan. And that's okay, too. Okay? Okay. So now the question comes as follows. If we just established all these manim, right? This is the second year. This is the second year when they established the Mishkan. Now, we have a rule that year two, we can go back to see what was year one. Because there's only a certain number of days that can be a gap. That's going to be the kasha. We just now know that year two, of Yetzias Mitzrayim, year two, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, was on a Sunday. We just said that. Sunday had 10 things about it, and one of them was that it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So now the Gemara says, Midrash Yarcha Denisan Dehai Shavta Chav B'Shabbos, since in year two, Rosh Chodesh Nisan was on a Sunday, so Ishtakeit, last year, B'Dalad B'Shabbos, it must have been on a Wednesday, D'Tanya, Acher Momrim, Ain bein atzeres la atzeres, the ain bein Rosh Hashanah la Rosh Hashanah, el adal yom bulvad. There's only a 4-day gap between this year and next year, the Rosh Chodeshes, Rosh Hashanah or Shavuot, only a 4-day gap. So if Rosh Chodesh in the second year was on a Sunday, had to be Rosh Hashanah mu'beres, hey, and if it's a year, it's 5 days apart. Havalei reish yarcha de'ir mali shabza, which means that the Rosh Chodesh year was on a Friday, reish yarcha de'sivan shabza. And Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on a Shabbos. Kasha ben Rabbi Yosi ben Lerabonis. The Kasha went to both of them. According to both of them, it's a Kasha. So the Gemara says, no. Rabbi Yosi, according to Rabbi Yosi, Shiruv Shiva Chaserin Avud, they made 7 months of short months, right? So from Pesach 1 to Pesach 2, there was only 3 days, not 4 days. Okay? And Lerabanan, hey chasem of it. They made 5 days of short months, which would mean that Rosh Chodesh Sivan would be on a Monday. So it's not a kasha. Not a kasha at all. And this is where we started. We started from this Tashma on Erev Shavuos. So
now, Menachem,
yeah.
So let me just understand what the mitzvah Chodesh Hazelochem, when was it given? Not the year before. Wasn't the same.
But that was given. That was given in Mitzrayim. That was given 2 weeks before they left.
2 weeks before they left. So what do you mean they talk about making chaserim and moly? They weren't making months even.
No, no. Why not? So the Chazon Ish asks your question. The Chazon Ish asks your question, and the Chazon Ish said, in order for this Gemara to make sense, you have to say that the months were short, were either missing a day or had an extra day. You have to give an answer like that. Otherwise, Gemara doesn't make any sense. You have to say that. That's already a lumdish thing. Yeah, we say, oh, that year was a leap year. There was no leap years. That year was a leap month. There was no leap months. So you have to say, no. Is it Kilu? It was. Kilu it was. That's the only way you can make it make sense. So the Gemara's trying to back it. Since we know that, they left in Nisan, right? The second year in Nisan, the Mishkan was put up. And then Rosh Chodesh was on a Sunday. So if you back it, Rosh Chodesh Nisan the first year, or Sivan, doesn't make sense according to both of them. So you have to give some answer. No, the leap years were funny that year. The leap months were funny that year. Okay. Very good. All right, so tomorrow we're going to be on paid test. Tomorrow we're up to date now. Tomorrow we're going to be on paid test somewhere. I stopped somewhere down on Medalef by the story of the Malach HaMavis, with the Malachim. So we'll see where Michael picks up tomorrow. All right?
All right.
Yeah. Everybody have a fantastic day, and we'll speak tomorrow.
Shkai.